And welcome back to Pop Topic. We're here to discuss the third week of August 2020. I'm your host, Quentin Philipson, and with me is my co-host, who is not referred to as Baby Peanut, but rather Daddy Peanut, Alexander Welling. How are you doing this week?
Yeah, you know Big Daddy Nut's in the house.
Big Daddy Nut.
Big Daddy Nut. What an entrance line. No, it's great being back. You know, I kind of had a weird past 2 weeks with Pop Topic. My sleep has really caused me to really be not so interesting. So I missed one because of sleep, and the other one I fell asleep during it. So,
which was hilarious.
I have not listened to that episode, and I have no idea how you guys handled it.
Pretty good, I think.
Yeah, no, it was pretty great. We just kept saying you were watching Eurovision, and then every time you snored, we were just like, oh, that must have been a boring part of the film.
Was I actually snoring?
Well, you just make little noises.
I need to go watch this episode.
Yeah, the snoring is a little later when you get into deep sleep.
Oh, God. But anyways, guys, no falling asleep for me this time, but the only thing is I might dip out early.
All right, well, at least you're wide awake for the beginning of this. And with us is another co-host who is always woke, Tristan Philipson. How are you doing this week?
Always woke? I'm also always awake, unlike Welling.
Tristan's awake and ready to dish out the burns here.
Of course, always, always.
So how have you guys been? Anything new going on this week?
Not much, man. Not much.
I got called daddy last night. That was weird.
You called daddy right now. I just called you daddy
yeah,
peanut.
Yeah, but like out of nowhere, someone called me daddy and I was like, okay.
Like male or female?
Like female.
What's your relationship with this girl?
She was a one night stand a long time ago.
Oh, that makes sense.
There you go. All right.
She was super drunk, apparently. And it was like 1 o'clock in the morning. I'm working and I got a Snapchat. I look at it and she's like, daddy, I'm broke. Send me money.
Oof.
And I'm just like, what? So that was fun.
Tristan, do you get any Snapchats from girls calling you daddy?
Only from my mom.
That's fair.
What? I don't even want to touch that with a 10-foot pole.
No follow-up to that one. All right, so the podcast is over. All right, well, Alex, speaking of Eurovision, how was that film?
I have not seen Eurovision.
Oh.
Don't bother. It's not bad. It's just not particularly notable.
Yeah, well,
I just know it has Will Ferrell in it, and it's probably super weird.
Yeah, that's fair.
Yeah, I just watched Kissing Booth 2 a few days ago. That was my most recent 2020 film. Every week, I'll try to watch one 2020 film.
Which is better than the original Kissing Booth, and yeah, I will die on this hill.
We're not getting into this now. We'll do a Kissing Booth podcast, because I will die on the hill that the first one is better.
No way. The second Kissing Booth is better than the first.
No, I challenge anyone, just watch the first 4 minutes of the first Kissing Booth and look at me in the eyes and tell me that is not one of the funniest scenes in 2020. Or sorry, I guess it wasn't 2020. Yeah. Kissing Booth 1 was 2018.
Also, if you watch Kissing Booth, go watch Edge of 17. It is the same plot, but the objectively better film.
I'm not saying either are a good film.
Have you seen Edge of 17?
No.
It's a fantastic movie. And it's a pretty similar plot. But most definitely the better movie.
We'll move on from 2020 films to sports, since Alex is only going to be here for a little bit. Alex, what is going on with sports?
I think you guys will like this story. It is a very funny story. So obviously, because of COVID and sports coming back up, everybody has their little bubble that they're staying in. And, you know, there's very strict rules to living in this bubbles and whatnot. So NFL training camp is coming upon us. Now, Quentin, I want to ask you a very simple question. Back in the days when you were single, what would you do to get with a woman?
Man, what would I do? I don't know. It depends on the woman, I guess.
That is fair. Okay. Tristan, what would you do if, what would you do to get with a woman?
Probably not too much.
Alex is like, I'm asking the wrong people.
The wrong people.
I kind of figured I was.
Well, how about this? Well, like, what would you do back when you were single? I feel like it's going to be a more interesting answer.
Yeah. I was about to ask him too.
Like, let's say there's a really, really hot chick, like super hot, like super model type hot, right?
What if she's super hot?
Only if you dragged your balls through 1 meter of broken glass, would you do it?
I would drive cross country.
Fair enough. I take it. All right.
Yay, got something. Anyways, so with that in mind, we have a story here coming out of Seattle. The Seattle Seahawks having their training camp. And one of their rookies was cut from the team for trying to sneak a female into the team hotel. Mm. Now, the thing that makes this even funnier is that he dressed the female in a bunch of football equipment to try and disguise her from the cameras as a football player.
Wait, okay. So what's this, like Lady Gaga's meat dress made out of like footballs and cleats? Or was it like a big cart full of footballs and like she got inside the middle and they buried her inside the footballs? Because one's a lot smarter than the other.
Well, I think you're wrong on both.
Okay.
It's like, have you seen what football players wear in a football game?
Like, the pads and all that kind of stuff.
Yeah, basically a really hot girl with a bunch of pads on her.
Hold on, why do you just keep saying a really hot girl? Do we know the hotness of this girl?
I guess I don't know the hotness of this girl, but I assume hot girls are attracted to football players.
That's okay. A weird assumption.
There's going to be a butt ugly girl. We don't know.
Right? Yeah. Yeah, I know a lot of ugly girls that are attracted to football guys. Right?
The real thing is this. You should have done my plan B, and that's when you have one of those carts that are full of footballs. You empty them, half them out. You get her hop in the middle. You bury her in football. You wheel her to the elevator. You go up to your floor. Is it easy in and out? Like, you won't get caught doing that. Why would he just done that?
Maybe he didn't have a cart of footballs ready to go.
He's a football player. They live and breathe and eat that shit, don't they?
That's fair, but I mean, he was at a hotel, not a practice facility, so I don't know where he get the footballs from.
What if he just does the opposite? What if he just dresses up as a really hot female and then he just leaves the hotel?
Well, maybe because at that point, like, he's really risking getting COVID at that point. He still wants to protect himself here, Quentin. All right.
If the guy is willing to bring some random girl into hotel, I don't think that's his number one priority.
Is this a random, or was it like his girlfriend? Like, what's this, like, an unknown? Like, what's this, just like a random chick?
This was a random chick.
Right. Okay. So I know that there's also, I think it was football or maybe it was baseball, a couple players got caught going to like strip clubs in Atlanta, right? And this happened more than once. Like, one guy was in Atlanta for a funeral, and he also went to, like, a strip club. And they supposed to have met the strip club, so he got kicked out of the games. And then a couple of the members from another team went to the same strip club, different time, though, and also got in trouble for being at the strip club, and they should be, you know, in their bubble or whatnot. So there's clearly an issue of athletes not being able to get some female attention when they're in these bubbles. So I think any smart team would bring, like, strippers and stuff into the hotel with them and have, like, a room with strippers and strip poles and stuff, you know, to feed that need for these athletes.
Yeah, I'd invest in that.
You'd invest in that?
Let's make this a party, all right? Like, bring in booze, just and put some cameras in there. Like, film this thing, make this a party, all right? Bunch of drunk people. It'll be like a new Big Brother, like a new in real life, both athletes and strippers. Who wouldn't watch this?
Quentin.
Yeah, Quentin, I wouldn't, but it sounds like Welling would be really down for this.
Quentin loves trashy reality TV. Quentin would be the prime audience for this, all right?
That's true. If there's a caser in there just making a bunch of crazy confessionals about all these strippers.
This would be the crossover of reality TV enthusiasts and you know, sports enthusiasts and people who love sports that we've needed, all right? This is the crossover that we've been waiting for. And 2020 has brought us a very unique opportunity to do this.
These strippers have no idea who they're fucking with.
And every week you can vote people off the team or vote strippers off the team.
Yeah. I don't know, maybe this guy just has his kick with us sneaking in random ugly girls.
You're right. It could also just be like the thrill of it.
Yeah.
Like why people love drinking when they're 17 and stuff, because it's the thrill of it also, right? Like it's also just like you're doing something wrong. Maybe he just likes that aspect of it too.
The thrill of doing something wrong. I never thought about that.
Right? Like maybe he wasn't even horny. Maybe he didn't even find the chick. Maybe it wasn't ugly chick. He didn't even care. He just like, he liked being a badass.
Yeah, it was just some ugly girl he found on the streets and he was like, all right, that's it. This is a challenge for myself.
And he was real cunning with the shoulder pads over top of her.
Yeah, thought he was pulling one over on the team here. I like this though. Yeah, we should do a trashy football player strip club party show going on.
I think people would watch that. I think a lot of people would watch, especially during like.
No offense, but that sounds way more exciting than the actual sport.
Oh, I would think so.
Now, well, what should the show be called?
I'm trying to think of a good one.
Yeah, there's got to be a gold mine of a name in here somewhere.
Touchdown?
I was thinking Touchdown. I think it's a little too generic for sports in general, you know what I mean?
Gridiron Poles.
Gridiron is like a general football term, isn't it? And poles obviously are stripper poles.
Yes.
Here, what's the guy's last name? In honor of him, that'll be the name of the show.
Sivirand.
The Sivirand Show.
Can't be that. Can't be that. That's awful.
That's awesome. What's the guy's first name?
Kima.
Oh, they should have just thrown him off from the beginning. This guy has a horrible name.
Yeah, who named him this? What a terrible.
What about the ugly girl he tried to sneak in? What's her name?
Yeah,
they have not released her identity.
Good for her.
Because she's ugly. They don't want to embarrass the guy.
He asks him not to. Like, please, whatever you do.
Right? Yeah, the guy gets caught. He's like, guys, please, cut me from the team. Do whatever it takes. Do not show the public this girl.
Oh, God.
I like it.
I think that's what happened.
Well, that was pretty great. I wish Antonio Brown was the one sneaking the girls in, though.
He wouldn't have gotten caught.
No, yeah. To be fair, he probably has. He just hasn't gotten caught because he's the man.
He's also on suspension.
Oh, well, maybe he did get caught then.
Maybe he did that on purpose. So he can still be out in the free world.
Yeah. He purposely is in suspension. So he's like banging all the other football players' girlfriends and wives.
Oh, God. This is not the NBA. Calm down.
Antonio Brown has 200 IQ here. So let's move away from the highest paid football players or girls on the streets, and we can move on to the highest paid actors here. We got a list for 2020's highest paid actors. We'll get it out of the way. Pardon me?
So this is movies that like came out in 2020 or movies that are filming in 2020?
It says 2020's highest paid actors, and from the list here, it looks like from, let's say, right now, 2019 until now. It's a whole year span.
I know who's number one.
So yeah, well, Robert Downey Jr. will be number one.
I was
going right?
to say, number one, we're just going to take off board here. It's Dwayne The Rock Johnson.
Oh, Dwayne Johnson.
He's been number one for the last 5 years, so I thought we all knew that.
I thought it was going to be Robert Downey Jr. How much did he make for like Endgame? I thought he got paid like exceptionally high.
Yeah, but that was over a year ago now, so he's not in it.
That's what I was wondering. Okay.
So yeah.
The only RBJ film would be Doolittle, which I'm sure he didn't get paid.
The Rock made well over $300 million.
How much did Robert Downey get paid for Endgame, though? It's got to be at least that, wasn't it?
Who knows?
So let's just say, starting in October 2019, I think is like the earliest until now. Let's see if we can guess who number two is.
Number two.
Or the rest of the board, if you guys can guess it. Okay, I'll give you a few guesses, and then I'll throw you guys a hint here.
Okay, I'll fire some names at you.
Leonardo DiCaprio.
No.
What has he been in, though?
Yeah, exactly.
Once Upon a Time in Hollywood.
That was before October, though. That was back in, like, July.
Yeah, like, mostly try and think of 2020 films, a few 2019 at the end.
Vin Diesel?
Yeah, number five.
Number five?
Wow. Okay.
That'd be for Bloodshot.
Yeah, that terrible movie.
I never saw it. Will Smith.
Yes, number eight.
Will Smith got paid less than Vin Diesel?
Yeah.
What the hell? For a better movie.
Vin Diesel always gets paid more. Vin Diesel's kind of like Dwayne The Rock. He just gets paid a shit ton.
He's a big name internationally. They love him over in China.
Margot Robbie.
No, it's actors.
Oh.
So not females?
No.
Oh.
I hope Margot Robbie's making bank.
She Matthew McConaughey.
Ooh.
No.
No, really? I like McConaughey. He deserves more.
Chris Hemsworth.
No. Do you want me to try and give you guys a hint here?
Yeah.
Think of Netflix films. Most of these are from Netflix.
Mark Wahlberg.
Yeah, number three.
Post Malone.
We thought of the same movie.
Yeah, just like, all right, if we're going with Mark Wahlberg, let's go Post Malone. No, unfortunately not.
When did The Irishman come out? Like, what is De Niro on there?
No. That's a good guess, though. It probably got cut off there.
That is a solid guess.
Yeah.
God, what other Netflix movies have I not watched?
I've seen a lot of them. I just can't remember them. Hopefully no one from Kissing Booth 2.
No, we're good. That would have been hilarious. what a callback.
I need to go lists of 2020 movies and get a cheat code.
Do I just let you guys know the big names here? There's a few that we don't know.
Okay.
But all right, we got Jackie Chan at number 10.
Wow. The hell is he in?
Is Ben Affleck one of them?
Ben Affleck is number 4.
Yes.
What was that?
Pardon me?
He was in the basketball movie.
Yeah, he was in the basketball film, and he was in the Netflix film, The Last Thing He Wanted.
That's 2020?
Yeah, and it's horrible.
I've never seen it. Never even heard of it.
It's one of the worst films 2020. It's just purely boring, in my opinion.
Okay, I won't watch it then.
Yeah, number 9, Adam Sandler.
Okay.
For Uncut Gems.
Oh, yeah, of course, okay.
And then we got Lin-Manuel Miranda for Tristan's favorite, Hamilton.
Yeah.
Right.
We have Akshay Kumar. He's from Bollywood. He's successful from over there. We got 5-4-3-1, but all the way up at number 2 is Ryan Reynolds.
What?
Yeah, he has a upcoming streaming film called Red Notice. He did Six Underground, which was a huge budget for, like, he got tons of money from that film. And then he's gonna soon have Free Guy.
I'm excited for Free Guy.
Yeah, I'm excited for Free Guy too.
Yeah, so, I haven't seen Six Underground yet though.
I've seen half of it.
Yeah, I saw the whole thing.
Was it good?
No.
It's a dumb action movie.
Fun? Is it comedy at all? Or?
No, it's like Transformers. It's just like a bunch of CGI car garbage.
Which makes sense because Michael Bay directed it.
Yeah, that's why I compared it to Transformers. It's just that kind of style.
Okay.
Just explosions everywhere.
Yeah. Like, it's fine. Like, it's not bad. It's just mediocre. Like,
yeah,
I'm sure
I was going to watch it, but never got around to it.
I'm sure Hayden would like it if you want to watch it with him. Ryan Reynolds is classic Ryan Reynolds.
Ryan Reynolds is great.
Yeah. So the main reason why we're bringing this up is a lot of these films got all this money and are in the top 10 most paid actors because of streaming services, which is crazy.
Well, it's 2020.
Yeah, but I still thought the budgets were bigger in non-streaming service films.
It's a pandemic year.
Yeah, I guess. Yeah, that's true. Mark Wahlberg made $58 million, and he's number 3, so it's kind of a slow year.
What, $58 million slow?
Yeah, I know, right?
Yeah.
Well, I was just thinking, like you were saying, with Endgame and actors from there.
Yeah, I'm assuming I don't know. I know Rob Downey Jr. Gets paid a lot for the Marvel films he's in.
Something that seems crazy to me, maybe makes more sense to you guys, Spencer Confidential is the third most watched Netflix original.
Of all time?
Of all time.
Do you have the whole list there of the other ones?
No. That it just said that's why he got paid so much and he's going to be in future Netflix films is because
I think I started Spencer Confidential with my roommate. We got 5 minutes in, looked at one, and it goes, we're not going to like this. I turned it off.
Yeah, I really didn't like it.
I guess Post Malone, because I figured they probably pay him like a premium for having, he's a big star, a big name. But I guess, he's not an actor. So maybe
just Posty.
And same with Adam Sandler, he's only at number 9, but he's one of the more watched actors in the Netflix film. So they already have him sign up for 6 more, I believe, over the next year and a half.
They've been having, like, I think one of the very first Netflix original movies, or the very first, was The Ridiculous 6.
Yeah.
And I know that they have a lot of the Happy Madison productions on Netflix. A lot of his movies are on Netflix.
Yeah, he's been with Netflix for a while.
A while now, yeah. And I don't think it's ever going to stop. The Happy Madison movies in general, like, well, whether it's Wrong Missy or or, you know, what are these, a do-over? They're crowd pleasers, you know what I mean?
Yeah, and they're good for Netflix content. Just
yeah,
kind of cheap to make, I guess.
Easy enough to produce, big crowd pleasers. People like them, turn them on. But they're not movies that people probably go to the theaters to pay, you know, buy a ticket for and watch a lot of the time.
So, yeah, so Ryan Reynolds at number two. I feel like that's a bit of a surprise, but let's kind of look at it from a marketing standpoint.
Yeah, right? None of those movies have come out.
Well, Six Underground did.
Oh, right. Six Underground. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah. But obviously, since he's the top paid actors, like Dwayne The Rock Johnson, when you hear his name in a film, you kind of go out to go watch it. But do you think there's a lot of people that, oh, Ryan Reynolds is in this film, I'll go check it out? Like, is he a name that draws people to watch the film?
For Welling, it is.
Yeah.
It's not like a big Reynolds fan. Like, that's not even joking. Well, he's like that.
I have made it very clear that I will go gay for Ryan Reynolds.
Yeah, yeah. He just loves him. I don't blame him. Ryan Reynolds is great. I don't even know if Dwayne Johnson sells tickets. Like, his Hercules movie didn't do very good. A lot of Dwayne Johnson films flop, right? He's not always box office gold. I think we're past the era where a big name can sell the tickets, right? Like, there used to be a time when if Will Smith was in the movie, he was going to sell tickets, right? Independence Day, whatever it was. We're past that period of time now. Now, Rotten Tomatoes being so easy on the line, if a movie sucks, people are going to know about it. It's not just like, oh, let's go watch the next Tom Cruise movie. If the movie sucks, people aren't going to go watch, no matter who's in it. And I think now with the internet and Rotten Tomatoes, you know, back in the 80s, you could sell a movie off of big name. Now, big names don't sell movies. Good movies sell movies, which is great, and it's probably the way it should be. So, I don't think any of these big actors, whatever the biggest actor is nowadays, probably Dwayne Johnson, I don't think their names alone can sell movies.
I think Dwayne's can. I feel like that's why the Jumanji films did so much better than other rebooted 90 classics.
With the Jumanji films, you also have to understand, there's also Jack Black and Kevin Hart, two other massive names in their own right. Kevin Hart's like probably the biggest stand-up comedian of all time as far as bringing in bus of seats, right? I think he has the record for the largest solo crowd in history. He's a big name on his own. Jack Black, of course, is very well known. And also, they were just good family movies. Like I've watched both of them. They're good movies as far as dumb family movies. And they come out at the right time. They come out right at the end of the Christmas holiday. And so they bleed in all the way through January and February. And that's when they make a lot of their money because there's nothing coming out in January and February. I know for sure the first one, I think the second one is the same sort of tactic where it comes out near the end of Christmas, bleeds into January, February, and gets a lot of buzz and sees there's nothing else playing. Especially nothing else playing for families. And this is a great family film. So I don't think it's just Dwayne Johnson selling those movies. I think the quality of the movie sells it too. Like I said, Hercules, that Dwayne Johnson was, and I guess that was a couple years ago now, it did awful. No one watched it. I didn't watch it. And I like Hercules.
All right. Well, that's fair. I think the second one sucked, but still did well because Dwayne The Rock Johnson was in it.
It could have also done well because of how good the first one was too, right?
Yeah, I guess everyone thought it might have been really good. Because, yeah, the first one was...
The reviews for it, I think, were on par with the first one also, though. I agree it was not as good as the first one, but I think as far as mass reception of it went, I think it was pretty well received and people generally liked it.
I guess. Yeah, I guess my personal bias is coming in. Because, yeah, I thought the first one was great. It's probably one of the better family films in the last 5 years.
Absolutely. It was a great movie. So I'm not saying that – and Dwayne Johnson is part of the reason it was great. I think he's a great actor. I love him as an actor. But Journey to the Mysterious Island didn't do so well, and he was in it. Just because he's in a movie doesn't mean it's going to do gangbusters, right?
That's fair. Jerry, yeah, that's a good call. Mysterious Island was quite a flop.
He has quite a few flops. He's pretty hit or miss, but all actors have bad movies. You know what I mean? I don't think one name can sell movies anymore, except maybe like Tarantino, Christopher Nolan, like maybe directors.
Even directors, okay.
At this point.
I would argue Leonardo DiCaprio would probably be one of the best sellers for a film.
That's fair.
I feel like when you hear he's in a film, you always know it's going to be good.
Yeah, that's fair.
But he's only in one every 2 years, so.
Yeah, he doesn't do too many. Unlike The Rock. The Rock is in at least, one, two, maybe even three movies a year?
Oh, easily, yeah.
Like, yeah, this year, it's supposed to have Fast 9 and the Jungle Cruise are both supposed to be coming out this year.
I don't think he was in Fast 9, though.
Is he not in Fast 9? I know he's in the other ones. I assumed he was in this next one.
No, he's not because he was in the middle of recording another film and they wouldn't reschedule. Because he has some issues with Vin Diesel.
Yeah, I know him and Vin Diesel don't like one another.
Which, if I'm picking a side, I'm picking The Rock.
Yeah, I think The Rock's for sure the better actor. And the bigger draw.
Yeah, after Bloodshot, I'm off the Vin Diesel train. Even though I don't think I ever was on it.
No. I haven't seen Bloodshot. I'm going to. I got to see that one.
You don't have to. We can move on from the highest paid actors. Speaking of Will Smith, we can discuss the Fresh Prince of Bel-Air reboot. Have you guys heard of this?
No,
I'm really excited for a reboot, but unfortunately, my time has capped out.
All right, well, all good. Well, and we'll discuss the reboot, and maybe you can check it out when it comes out in like 2025.
Oh, you bet your ass I will.
All right, bye, Well Dog.
Bye, love you.
Well, he didn't say he loved me.
Love you too.
Oh, I thought he left.
Bye, bitch.
So have you heard of the Fresh Prince reboot, Tristan?
I haven't, no.
So somebody on YouTube recreated a reboot style, like a remake of Fresh Prince of Bel-Air by creating like a trailer for a drama.
Oh, I saw this trailer. Yeah,
yeah, the dramatic version of Fresh Prince of Bel-Air. Yeah, a lot of people watched it.
Yeah, and Will Smith even saw it, and he tweeted about it or made a video talking about it or something like that.
Yeah,
also.
Yeah, Will Smith made a video about it, and then I believe a week ago, he made another video with the creator of the original Fresh Prince of Bel-Air, and they were both discussing it, and they just announced this week they are in the works of making a reboot off of this idea, because they love it.
Oh, that's awesome. I saw that trailer, and I thought it was amazing. I'm like, this is fantastic. Like, obviously, it was fan-made and stuff, but it's very well done.
Yeah.
If you haven't seen the Bel-Air trailer, just go look up Bel-Air trailer on YouTube. It's so good. It was really interesting.
Yeah, and they are going to recreate storylines from the show, but they said it's going to feel completely fresh, unlike most reboots, because this time is going to be a completely different style. So it'll play
this
off
is
of...
how you do reboots. I'm hoping this is going to be done well. This very much seems like the way you should do a reboot, where it's not just remaking it. It's changing it, adding a different perspective to the original source material.
Yeah, this is exactly what I think a reboot should be. And they're excited about it. And not only are most of the creators and writers for the original show coming on to take on this task, but the guy that made the YouTube video, he's going to be brought on to help with the screenplay.
That's awesome.
So he's going to help with, he's going to get a, he's going to be an executive producer for the film.
Man, this is exciting. I never even heard of this. I'm really excited for it. I didn't watch all of Fresh Prince, but I watched like a lot of it. I watched at least like the first four seasons or something. I watched a good amount of Fresh Prince, and I really like the show. I think it's great. And that trailer looked awesome. And just I like this idea of taking a known property, but changing it to be something different. I know I saw another trailer on YouTube of Elf, the movie Elf with Will Ferrell, made to be like a horror film. The trailer. And that kind of stuff where it's like you're taking a known property and you're changing the genre, you're changing the way it was presented, but the material is essentially the same.
You must have been a big fan of Archie and Riverdale.
I haven't watched Riverdale. It's just, I don't think my kind of show.
I know, I'm kidding.
Not that I don't think it's, I do like what they did with it. Not that that hasn't been done with Archie. There were the original comics. A lot of them, they had a whole series that were the murder mystery stuff. But yeah, that sort of take on it too, where they changed it from a comedy to being a murder mystery of sorts, as far as I know.
Yeah. So obviously they're just in the works for this now. I haven't seen Fresh Prince of Bel-Air, but this is definitely the perfect time to binge the show, so I'm ready to go for this reboot, because I think it would be really cool to check out.
Yeah, and it's got one of the best theme songs of any television show.
Oh, it's the best. I've never even seen the show, but you can't deny it's the best theme song.
The theme song's so good.
Yeah, no, it's definitely the best. I can't even think of another show that would come close. Like, The Friends is pretty iconic, but Fresh Prince is just so much better.
Yeah, it's like the whole introduction to the show, everything leading up to the first episode. It's great.
Exactly. Like, Friends is iconic, but it's not like that close to the show itself. Fresh Prince is literally just kind of like a exposition dump on the show itself, but it's still so good.
Exactly. It's doing Expedition Dump right, unlike the first Kissing Booth movie.
No, you're wrong. Kissing Booth, they should teach Fresh Prince a lesson here. They got the best.
Yeah. They should bring them on as an executive producer.
Yeah, they should have. I'm surprised they didn't call up the 15-year-old screenplay writer.
Those movies are so bad.
Speaking of being extremely young, we have the Baby Peanut update as well.
Baby Peanut?
So, have you heard of the Baby Nut? From the P. peanut commercials during the Super Bowl last year. They had a commercial. Instead of Mr. Peanut, they had Baby Nut.
I have heard of this, yeah.
Yes, so I guess Baby Nut wasn't as successful as they thought, because a year later, this week, they've announced a new commercial for their product, and they said, oh, Baby Nut, he has grown up. It is now Peanut Junior. They have already changed their mascot again. They changed it to Baby Nut, and a year later, it is now Peanut Junior.
Why don't they just go out to Mr. Nut?
Yeah, I don't know why. I guess Mr. Peanut wasn't successful anymore, so they're trying to change it up.
Dude, he had a mustache and a monocle. He was so cool. I have a ceramic jar in my bedroom of Mr. Peanut's face, and it's amazing.
Well, dude, that was so 2018. You should have the brand new Peanut Junior glass jar. Wait, so
maybe Peanut came out in 2019 or 2020 football. I'm wondering, were they just trying to like copy or cash in on success of Baby Yoda? Or was this like came up prior to Baby Yoda?
Oh, sorry. No, you're right. Yeah, it was after Baby Yoda. They're trying to go off the hype.
So that'd be to the 2020. So it's only been about, what, like 6 months? Not even?
Yeah, they already changed it.
Or was this always the plan? Like now, you know, he's grown up to being Baby, you know. It's more like a spoof, right? Baby not grown up. He's now, you know, not Junior or whatever. Peanut Junior or whatever his name is.
I think they're trying to pretend it's always part of their plan. But I definitely think they were really hoping Baby Nut would be huge because they had Baby Yoda, and it just wasn't.
I do remember hearing some talk about it. I don't remember seeing it, and I watched the Super Bowl this year. I don't know. I don't know what Peanut Junior looks like. I think this is going to change my opinion. Okay. Oh, you know what? Peanut Junior is pretty cute. He's got a baseball hat on. He has his own Twitter account already.
Oh, yeah. They're making tons of accounts for him already.
I turned 21 years old in 7 months, is what it says. Peanuts are weird. # bye bye Baby Nut.
There you go.
Wait, so Peanut Junior is 21? When I think like Junior and it serves like a young nut with a baseball hat on, I thought he's like 12. You know what I mean? He's 21, I guess.
Yeah, I guess.
He tweeted out, just turned 21. What should my first drink be?
Yeah, I saw that tweet.
I don't know. What do peanuts normally drink?
Tristan's like trying to figure this out for him now. Man, what should his first drink be?
Like, what a crappy year to grow up too, eh? Because he's really got a tough shot at it.
Yeah, was born in February. Wait, he came out right when COVID started. You think he's the one at fault?
You're right, we gotta kill. Yeah. We gotta kill Peanut Junior.
Do we have to kill Peanut Junior now and just end COVID?
So my real question is, was it Baby Nut Junior? Like, was he old? Because like, when you're born, if you're born in the same name as your parent, you're going to have the Junior in your name. So was he always Junior? Like, was it Baby Nut Junior? Or as he got older now, he's Peanut Junior? Like, what was there an original Baby Nut?
I'm going to be completely honest with you, Tristan. I think Planters is just making shit up as they go.
I'm starting to think this peanut doesn't actually exist at all.
What?
I'm starting to think this peanut doesn't actually exist at all. It might just all be marketing ploy.
Yeah, it's as if this isn't actually his 21st birthday.
Oh my god, I'm so heartbroken right now. Planters, why would you do this to me?
Yeah, a lot of people are allergic to peanuts, so maybe he is the cause of COVID, because now everyone's allergic to this guy. I think we should just kill him off. Let's go back to Mr. Peanut. We don't need this child.
What happened to Baby Nut? There's already stories. Peanut Planters, 104-year-old mascot. They've had Mr. Nut for 104 years, and they did him dirty like
140 years?
Wait, whoa, there's a whole like story here. Mr. Peanut perished in a nutmobile accident and subsequently fell off a cliff at the beginning of this year. Oh my god. Did you know they killed Mr. Peanut?
I didn't know that, no.
He died in a nutmobile accident.
Oh my gosh.
This is terrible.
And then I like how he was there for 140 years and then Baby Nut was here for 7 months.
Justice for Mr. Peanut. I mean, like, they did him dirty.
Yeah. Do you think this would have been more successful if they just had Mrs. Peanut?
Yeah, why don't they just give him a whole family? Like, why would they kill him off? Why wouldn't they add Mrs. Peanuts and then they have, like, a baby peanut? You know what I mean?
Yeah, so I was under the impression that he just had a child. I didn't think he died.
No, neither did I. I think he's kind of like Groot. You know, he dies and like reincarnates in like a baby.
Oh, nice. So are you saying in Avengers 8, will we see Peanut Jr. On the battlefield?
No, at that point, he ages pretty quickly, as we know. He'll be
Grandpa Nut.
And all. Mustache, the top hat and the cane, doing the dancing jig beside the hot dog and the popcorn. You know what I mean? Like, he'll be back in action, baby.
Do you think it'll be Grandpa Nut by the time he joins the Avengers?
Probably. Yeah, him and Captain America fight alongside one another in the elderly home, you know?
So there we go. There's the adventures of Baby Nut here turned into Peanut Jr. Yeah, do you think they're just going to eventually have him grow back to Mr. Peanut and pretend this whole 2020 never happened?
Come next year's Super Bowl, guarantee you there will be a Planters ad about just him growing up to be Mr. Peanut again, 100%.
Yeah. Yeah, I think
they're spending on this marketing campaign, though. It seems like it's probably a lot. Super Bowl ads ain't cheap.
Yeah, no, it definitely was a lot.
I'm still devastated Mr. Peanut's dead.
Yeah, they just killed him off just to join the Baby Yoda hype.
Damn, that's rough.
Well, Mr. Peanut isn't the only one dead. There is also Carol Baskin's husband. And we have a bit of an update here. Ever since the documentary came out months and months ago, how could you forget about the Tiger King? But obviously, everybody that watched the documentary has just assumed Carol Baskin killed her husband and was never caught. And there have been tons of news sources and detectives out there trying to bring justice to this and actually catch her in the act and get a lead on this. And they've been working on it for a few months. And this week they have announced that if anybody has any leads, they will pay you $100,000 in regards to getting Carol Baskin's caught.
Who's they? Like police department or just like people on online?
I believe the police department.
$100,000?
Yep.
It's a lot of money.
Yeah, which I think this is a sign that Carol Baskin has won. They clearly have nothing and they are desperate right now.
It's true.
Carol Baskin did it. I remember when people said that when the stories came out that they are sending a lot of forces out to get this solved. I got a little nervous for my girl Carol, but I think she won. Queen stays queen. They got nothing on her.
I wonder if you're happy that she killed her husband and got away with it.
She hasn't been caught. It's to be disclosed.
Look, I hope she didn't kill her husband, all right?
Yeah, I hope so. Not. I hope so too.
But if she did kill her husband, I hope she gets caught.
Well, I've always had the rule where if you do something illegal, because me and Alex were talking about this for a sports story, if you do something illegal and you get caught, you know the 5-minute rule where if you drop something on the floor, or I guess it's a 5-second rule.
5 seconds,
yeah. Yeah, not 5 minutes, but you know, 5 seconds, something's on the floor, you pick it up, it's fine. Germs, they have a rule where they can't touch it until 5 seconds. And I think they should have the 5-month rule. If you do something illegal and you don't get caught until 5 months later, you're off the hook.
I think that this could work for things like, you know, steroid tests and stuff, sure. But for murder, I'm going to say no.
Well, for murder, can we do 5-year rule? Like Carol Baskin, she's pulled this off for a while. Let's just give her a break. She did it.
She did. I don't know. I don't think so. I would hope you get caught no matter how long ago it was.
Well, it looks like she's not getting caught. They are asking for $100,000. That means these boys are desperate. They got nothing on her.
Yeah, that's fair. Now you're gonna have a whole bunch of people making up shit, just hoping they catch it on $100,000.
Yeah, I feel like, this is kind of a disaster. I feel like $100,000 is just...
Jeff Lowe was licking his lips and rubbing his hands together and going, I'm getting that cash, baby.
Joe Exotic will escape jail and find a lead just for $100,000.
Yeah, 100%. It is suspicious that, like, when this first happened, his wife has a bunch of giant tigers around, and they never questioned whether or not she was the one who did it. Like, they never looked into this. Like, they just assumed she wasn't the one who killed her husband.
Well, in the documentary, they searched the entire premise. They didn't see any remains of the husband anywhere.
Did they check the lion's poop? The tiger's poop?
No, but I did check a film theory where Matt had said it probably wouldn't be able to digest the bones. They probably would have seen it.
The bones, yeah. She would have had to do something with the bones.
Yeah.
The bones, you're right. She would have had to come up with a plan for the bones. But you, yeah. But I feel like you can get rid of Bunce pretty easily.
Yeah, I obviously hope my queen didn't do it, but you know, it's kind of hard to suspect when she's like runs straight to the office to like steal paperwork after he's missing and stuff.
Yeah, it was a whole, the whole situation was sketched.
Yeah, definitely a little sketchy, but you know, it looks like they got no leads on her, which it's pretty deep. It's so far, it's so long ago.
That's the thing. The reason they don't have any leads on it is it was so long ago. If they really started looking into this like hard when it first happened, I feel like they would have found stuff. But you never find things now.
Yeah, I feel like that too. But yeah, how long ago was that? 20 years?
About 20 years, something like that, yeah.
So, yeah. That's, yeah, that's too long. There's no way they can get anything.
No, it's not happening.
So, Carol lives to see another day. She's looking beautiful as always. $100,000. How many Carol Baskin cameos would that be?
$300 a piece, I think you said.
Yeah.
$100,000. Well, if it was $300,000, right, you'd be able to buy 30,000 of them. So 10,000.
Beautiful. I'd rather just spend all that.
There you go. Like 10,000 cameos. That's a lot of freaking cameos, man.
Yeah, just a cameo every week for the rest of my life.
That's like 4 a day for a whole year.
There we go, even better.
No, it's not. It's way more than 4.
Yeah, I know. Yeah, it was way more than 4.
Oh my god, that's a lot. 10,000's a lot, man. It's a big number.
That'd be a lot of times Carol Baskin says good morning to me.
Yeah, you're right.
Do you think she would do a cameo where if like me and my girlfriend get into a fight, do you think Carol Baskin would be willing for $300 to make a cameo that says, "Now if you don't listen to Quentin, I'm going to feed you to my tigers."
I hope so. If not, that is bollocks. All right.
I might be tempted to pay $300 to have her say that because I can keep the cameo and just play it time we have an argument.
Oh, yeah. And just like play, have her word it in a way that's pretty open to like, anybody and just have her keep like whatever anyone pisses you off. Just send them that clip. Like, or, like, threatening to speed into a tiger.
It's just the same video I send to everybody.
Send to everyone. Whenever someone pisses you off.
Well, I would send it to 2020 right now, just the year itself.
There you go.
Just post it on Facebook.
That's amazing.
Yeah, I hope she does stuff like that.
I hope so.
Yeah, something tells me she wouldn't be down for it. That might be the lead that they need.
You're right. Why wouldn't she be down for it if she actually... Unless she actually did kill somebody.
Yeah. Yeah, she shouldn't be ashamed.
She should if she killed somebody.
She just sell like t-shirts about it.
You're right. I survived Big Cat Rescue.
I survived Carol Baskin's tigers. I survived. Yeah, I like that. Yeah, sell the shirts where they survived Big Cat Rescue. That's good. All right. So obviously, speaking of 2020, aside from Tiger King, it's not been a great year so far, but somebody's trying to find the positive with COVID, and they have created the most expensive mask for you to wear.
The most expensive?
Yeah, so it is with an 18-karat gold mask for COVID, $1.5 million.
How heavy is this mask going to be?
Yeah, I feel like this would not be ideal at all.
Like, when you're wearing a mask outside, like, for, you know, say you're out for, like, an hour or something, you know, or a couple hours, or you're working and you're out for 8 hours wearing a mask, it hurts behind those ears. And this is, like, a light, you know, like, a simple, pretty just light fabric mask. Imagine having, like, a gold mask hanging on your ears, you know, the elastics around your ears for 8 hours a day. Man, keeping in mind, I'm sure whoever's buying this isn't working a hard job right now. They're probably staying inside doing not too much. They're probably already real rich. But still.
Yeah, that's true. Somebody that can afford a $1.5 million mask, they're probably just in their mansion just chilling with a margarita.
So is it like solid gold or is it like fabric woven with gold?
Oh,
like
fabric woven with gold, I believe.
So how much gold is there actually in that? Because $1.5 million can buy you a lot of gold. Like how much is a gold bar? Like a gold bar is like, what, $500,000 or something like that?
To be fair, I am looking at it right now again. It might just be straight gold. It pretty much just looks
straight gold. A mask is pretty thin. It looks real thick for some weird ass reason, and it's not really that big. Like, what does it cover? They have 6 inch by 6 inch square essentially.
As a diamond encrusted face.
That, oh, it's diamonds in it too.
Yeah.
See, you didn't mention this earlier, Quinn.
I didn't realize that. I'm reading the description right now. I didn't know.
Gold, there you go. Okay. It was just gold. $1.5 million seems real expensive for it. Now we're talking. Okay.
Yeah, here's the description right here. 18-karat white gold mask that's decorated with 3,600 white and black diamonds.
Yeah, that seems real needless.
And probably not the best comparison here, but this feels a lot like a year ago when Super Mario Party, the Switch game, a month before it came out, somebody stole a copy and they sold it online for a couple, I believe it was $25,000.
Damn.
Somebody bought the game just to get it a month before everyone, which, you know, I guess for that month, that'd be really cool, I guess, to tell people, oh, I got this mediocre Mario Party game.
Yeah, I think I bought it the day it came out for like $80. And I love that game. It's my favorite Mario Party. I've flopped so many hours into that Mario Party game. I absolutely love it. Me and my friends played it all the time. But I would not pay $25,000 or $2,500 for it.
Yeah, no, I love it too. It's my third most played game. I hold a speed run record still for it. I'm obsessed with the game.
That.
What?
I forgot you guys were speedrunning that game.
Yeah, it still holds the record. We actually checked when we were drunk a few weeks ago. We still got it. But yeah, I love that game. And yeah, I would not pay $25,000 for it. And now that, like, literally the month after that dude spent that much, it's no longer valuable. It's just like every other Mario Party game.
Yeah, for pretty cheap.
Yeah, it's just like everybody else. Everyone else got it for $80. There was nothing special to it. He just wanted to get it a month early. And I feel like that's kind of like this, where somebody would pay $1.5 million for, I guess, something that's big right now, COVID mask. You can wear it on your face when you're walking around, showing off how rich you are. But they would never use this once this is over.
A new sport car for $1.5 million. Like a real freaking expensive one. You can buy a pretty solid house for $1.5 million. Like a real freaking nice house.
Yeah, so kind of like the Mario Party game, you can show it off to your friends during that first month. Everybody thinks you're super cool. Right now during COVID, everyone might think this guy, wow, he's super loaded. Look at how great he looks. He can never wear this once it's over unless he wants to look like an idiot.
How many Carol Baskin cameos do you think you can get for $1.5
million? Oh my God. Yeah, I could get maybe like, what, 10 a day for the rest of my life?
Oh man, I think more than 10.
Yeah.
More than 10.
Man, yeah, that'd be a lot of Carol Baskin cameos.
With too much.
No way. No way. You can never get too many.
Never get too many, eh?
In my opinion, yeah. You can never get enough Carol Baskin cameos. $1.5 million. Yeah, that's something.
And, like, is this, like, who makes this? Like, is it, is it by, like, a famous company, like Gucci or Versace or something? Or is it just, like, random, like, or like a jewelry company maybe making this, like, is it?
It's apparently by a very well-known Israeli jeweler.
Okay, so an actual jeweler. Gosh, that would make more sense than, you know, design company, I guess.
Yeah, I believe he's just making the one.
Oh yeah, well, I assume this would be a one. Yeah, I would hope it's a one of a kind for one.
Yeah, something tells me this is not gonna be like a collection where the 10 billionaires have it.
It's whack. That's a lot of money for a mask. I think I bought my mask. Well, my mom bought my mask, actually. I think it was like $3.
Yeah, my girlfriend bought mine. I don't know where she got it.
And you can find it for cheaper than that, I'm sure.
Oh, yeah, you can get like a box of the crap ones for however much.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, mine's got a mustache on it, so it's pretty cool.
Oh, that's cool. Yeah, mine's just black. I like it.
Yeah, mine's black with a white mustache on it.
Ah, so very nice, yeah.
Pretty slick.
Yeah, mine's just black, so it might be like $1 less than yours then.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, masks can be pretty cheap. But this, I agree with it. I think this is good. Because like, it's not like masks in general. Once again, they're really cheap for people who want cheap masks. But if you're real wealthy and you want to flaunt that shit, I mean, go for it.
Yeah, like right now, it's kind of like wearing a ring. It's in everyone's face when they see you with it.
This is more in your face than a ring.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, yeah. No, this is as in your face as you can get.
Yeah. This is pretty, pretty in your face.
Yeah, this is pretty much letting everybody in your neighborhood know. Rob my house.
Yeah, exactly. Rob my face.
Rob my face. Whoa. All right. And the final story here is we are going to talk about Blockbuster, if we ever thought that was going to be a thing again. And
apparently, I know what the story is going to be, but give it to me. I know it.
The Airbnb?
Yeah.
Yeah, how the last Blockbuster video store is now turning into an Airbnb that you can book.
Is there only one? I thought there were still like a couple rogue ones here and there.
Well, that's what I was getting at. That's what really made me want to talk about the story is every month or every 2 months, there's always a story. Oh, the last Blockbuster shutting down. Oh, the last Blockbuster is doing a sale before they close. Like it, there has been about a Blockbuster. Yeah, there's been about 100 last Blockbusters.
Man, I love movie rental stores in general. I just love walking through a movie rental store, like the aisles, all the movies lined up. I love it.
Yeah, it was pretty fun.
Yeah, I remember being we used to like bike down, like sometimes even twice a day down to the
beach,
pick up a movie, watch the movie, bike back and grab another one.
Yeah, that was a good summer where we got that pass where we could just keep going.
Yeah, you can just keep going.
It was the best.
It is. It's awesome. Great way to catch up on a whole bunch of old movies if you're, you know, like if you're born in the 90s, I mean, Quentin Moore, you have like 3-4 decades of movies you got to catch up on. And Blockbuster and places like that are a great way to watch a lot of those movies. Not a lot of them are on Netflix. Netflix has generally a lot of originals and just stuff that came out in the past 5 years, per se, right?
Yeah.
Their old collection is pretty lacking. Recently, I've noticed they've had a whole bunch of classics on, like Charlie Chaplin stuff.
They got Charlie Chaplin. They have gotten quite a few good classics. I also feel like Amazon Prime, for any of you that are looking for classics, they have a lot of old films.
Yeah, they also have all 6 of the Sharknado films.
Oh, do they?
Yeah, they do.
That's good to know. I was explaining to Andrea what Sharknado was.
And now you can explain it to her with all 6 of them.
Yeah, I should show it to her. Yeah, she was quite mind blown when I was explaining it to her.
Have you ever seen Sharknado?
No.
I have seen the first one, and I started the second one on Amazon Prime, but I haven't really gotten too far into it. Ugh. I am going to watch all 6 of them.
Yeah, I do plan on watching them all and doing like a ranked list for it.
I'm sure they're all Oscar worthy. I'm sure they're all fantastic.
Yeah, I just watched all the Scary Movie films, and I'm sure it's the same thing, or it's just crap.
Scary movies are awful.
I know.
5 of them, right?
Yeah, there's 5.
I think I've seen them all. Like, I've seen one every now and then. Is it the third one? I remember being my favorite.
Yeah, the third one was my favorite too, which I think is a hot take. Everyone thinks 1 and 2 are the best.
1 I remember being awful.
Here's the hottest take. I think the second one is the worst by far. I there was nothing fun about it.
I don't know if I've ever. I don't know if I've seen the second. I know I've seen the rest of them. I can't remember if I've seen the second.
Yeah.
Those parody movies in general that were really big, like in the 2000s.
Yeah.
None of them were good.
No, they're all dumb. Yeah, I'm not a big fan of the parody films.
I love satire. I love parody. I think parody and satire can be really, really great forms of comedy. I just think those movies were just awful.
Yeah, I agree. I think satire can be really fun. And there are fun films that use satire, but yeah, not in these parody films from the 2000s. But yeah, the Blockbuster Airbnb, I think this is great. They're going to have a bunch of rows of films, and there's going to be a screen there. You can lay down on a bed, and you can just put on some Blockbuster films and lay in the Airbnb.
But one thing I question is, I thought I saw it said it would be $4 a night.
Oh, $4? Did you? I didn't see the price.
It said it would be $4 a night. If that's true, that is beyond cheap. Like, a crappy motel costs at least like $40 a night.
Airbnb are always really cheap, though, or a lot of them are.
$4.
Yeah, $4 is cheap. Yeah.
What?
Yeah, no, $4 is crazy cheap. But I remember there's an Airbnb that we were discussing about a year ago when they announced that one of the sets of Breaking Bad, just for one of the episodes, one of the big house they used, that house, which can sit, we can have 200, or sorry, can have 12 to 16 people sleep in all the rooms, and it's $60 a night.
Total, or is that $60 each?
Total.
That seems really, really cheap.
Yeah, and it is a set from Breaking Bad, and I was saying to, well, we should just get a bunch of people to go down, and we can each pitch, like, $10 each and have 6 people go there.
Yeah, that's super cheap.
Yeah, and they have, like, obviously not actual stuff from the film, but they got, like, you know, the little hazmat suits and stuff, so you can recreate the scenes from the
That's awesome.
Film. Yeah.
Where's it located?
In Arizona, I think.
Arizona. Oh, okay. New Mexico is where the show takes place.
Yeah. That's probably what I thought of it. I think it's like Arizona. It's somewhere down there.
Fair enough. I mean, it's pretty far away from where you go.
Yeah, exactly. wouldn't be too helpful for us. But yeah, I thought something like that would be great. So yeah, it tends to be Airbnbs seem to be cheaper than hotels and stuff, I guess. But
well, because they can get around, they don't have to pay licensing. There's all the legality loopholes you can jump through.
Yeah.
They don't pay licensing fees and stuff.
Yeah. But yeah, the $4 for a Blockbuster, that's crazy.
Yeah, that seems real cheap. The price is probably wrong. It's probably off. $4 seems too cheap.
Yeah, like $60 is really cheap, but $4 is just crazy.
And so is it still an actual Blockbuster like throughout the day? Like, can other people go in and rent a movie?
No, I don't think so. Maybe. I could be wrong.
So it's not a Blockbuster anymore then. It's just a Blockbuster-themed Airbnb.
Yeah, but it was a Blockbuster. It's the last one turned into an Airbnb.
It's not the last. It's like the 20th last one.
Well, yeah, exactly. It's not the last one. They just keep saying that.
I mean, we don't have a Blockbuster, but I got a Jumbo Video here in Belleville, and Belleville's got nothing. You know what I mean? It's for sure not the last movie rental store. That's for damn sure. I doubt it's even the last Blockbuster.
Yeah, exactly. They're still roaming around. Sure, we'll hear in 10 years of the last one's closing down.
Yeah, exactly. And once they all close down, can I just open up my own movie rental store and call it Blockbuster? Legal rights to that, you know what I mean?
I don't know.
And it's a dumb business. Can I just name a store Blockbuster?
You just call it Buster's Block.
Ooh, that'd be fun.
Yeah.
Call it Dumb Blockbuster, like they did Nathan for you.
Or you can do like Retespa Clock, and it'd be Blockbuster spelled backwards.
That's stupid.
Tristan's like, no, I'd rather stick to a Buster's Block.
Yeah, Buster's Block is way better.
I guess $4. Hey, where is this? I'll go down for $4. I'm going to pull it up here. Let's see probably where this takes place.
Somewhere or something like that.
Have you seen photos of the inside, the interior of the Airbnb?
Yeah, from what I heard, it's also just a couch and a blow-up mattress. There's no real bed.
Actually, yeah. That looks about right. It does look really cool, though. I like all the shelves beside it, and then you can play movies there. For $4, I'd be down.
For four, yeah, man, like...
Heck, I wouldn't even stay the night. I'll just go there for $4, watch a bunch of films.
You don't even have to, man.
Yeah.
Yeah, that price, you can't afford to sleep anywhere else. Like, it's cheaper than renting somewhere for a month. Yeah. It's like four times 30.
I was going to say, yeah, we should just live there, Trist.
For a month, it'd be $120. That's cheaper than rent.
Yeah, I guess I'm just going to go live there now.
Damn. There's got to at least be a popcorn machine in there. If there's not a popcorn machine.
I don't see it in the one photo, but it might be. It's in Oregon.
I knew. I said Oregon.
Oh, did you?
Yeah, it's probably in Oregon somewhere.
Yeah.
I called it.
You nailed it.
Oregon's pretty cool, guys. You guys probably road trip down to Oregon.
Yeah, I don't have a price for it, but I'll take your word for it. Well, there you have it. That is it for the news on my end. Anything you want to add before we shut it down, Trist?
No, nothing really, man.
How many nights at the Blockbuster Airbnb could you pay over the price of the COVID mask? Oh, I'm just kidding.
For at least a year. At least. That cover, yeah. At least, like, probably at least a decade, I'd say.
I'd say the rest of your life. $4 over 1.5 million, rest of your life, easily.
And with a lot of things like jewelry and stuff, right? If you invest in it and you sit on like one of a kind, you know, jewelry artwork, which if it's a one of a kind, is essentially a piece of art, right? If you buy it and you sit on it for a while, it increases in value. But you gotta think this COVID mask will probably decrease in value because there's just no more need for masks.
Yeah, and Tristan, the Blockbuster Airbnb is literally a one of a kind as well.
You're right. In some ways, it is like an art exhibit, too. You're right. That's fair.
Yeah, that's right.
Art is so weird. This is why I know nothing about art.
Yeah. I think math teachers should put this on their next math test. How many nights at the Blockbuster Airbnb can you get for the mask?
That'd be a tough math question. Like, that's a tough math. Unless you have a calculator. Pretty easy to calculate.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, no calculator. You're screwed. All right. Well, that is it for this week. We will see you guys next week and have a fantastic day.
We killed it, Quentin.
Yeah, we did. Ah!
yeah, yeah, yeah.